The catastrophic floods caused by Hurricane Katrina in the Gulf Coast have left many Americans wondering how to prepare for such an emergency, and homeowners insurance is one measure they're considering. With us to discuss homeowner insurance is Michelle Singletary, our regular contributor on matters of personal finance. Michelle, welcome back to the program. And do basic homeowner policies cover damage from floods?
No, they do not. And lots of homeowners don't realize that you have to get separate flood insurance. And you find out information about this by going to the National Flood Insurance Program. So, you know, if you're in the East Coast, this is hurricane season until November 30th. So this is something you ought to definitely be considering.
And you go there, what, online?
You can go there online. In fact, if you go to floodsmart.gov, that's all one word, floodsmart.gov, you can find out lots of information about how to get flood insurance.
And how do you get flood insurance? Is there an easy answer to that?
Your area has to participate in this program, the National Flood Insurance Program, and then you go to a private insurance company or broker and agent, and they can write the policy for you. But again, if you want information about this, you need to go to this website because it has a lot of information that will help homeowners.
Is this an expensive kind of insurance? There is no cheap insurance, is there?
Well, you know, there isn't. But this isn't as expensive as some people might think. If you live in a low-risk area, now, of course, if you live in an area that's in a floodplain or, you know, prone to hurricanes, it's probably going to be more. But it's not as expensive as some folks would think. And listen, even if you're in a low-risk area, you ought to try to think about getting flood insurance. In fact, I realize I don't even have it, and I really should, especially because I live on the East Coast. And as I said, this is hurricane season.
So what are the common problems? Let's just go on beyond flood insurance. What are the common problems in getting usual kinds of insurance claims paid?
You know, the thing is, people don't keep good records. We have lots of things in our homes, and some of us have made improvements to our home, added a room, improved, you know, your basement. And if your insurance company doesn't know that, when it comes time to pay that claim, you know, you're going to have a lot more trouble. You're going to have to dig up papers. So keep all your papers. Keep records of all the major equipment that you buy for your house, that flat screen TV, which you probably couldn't afford anyway.
Right.
You need to keep those sale receipts. Keep them in the folder. And I would recommend keeping them in a safe deposit box or something that is, you know, not going to be susceptible to fire or flooding. I imagine that lots of those people who fled their homes probably didn't think to bring some of their paperwork. And I can understand that if you're in a crisis situation,
sure,
this is not something you think to grab. But again, it would make it a lot easier for those folks who may have remembered to bring this file.
Is this something people can still get in this hurricane season?
You still can get the insurance, but keep in mind that the policy does not take effect until 30 days after you purchase the flood insurance. So if the weather forecast says there's another hurricane coming, it's too late. But again, we've got a couple more months left into the season, so it would be a good time to get it. And since you're thinking about it now and you're watching all the tragedy that's going on in the Gulf Coast, now's the time to get it because it's right there on your mind.
Michelle Singletary writes the column The Color of Money for The Washington Post. She's a regular guest here for discussions of personal finance. Michelle, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Greg Smith wrote the theme for Day to Day. There it is. We'll listen for a moment.